Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
This is Don Fluckinger, and today I'm talking with my TechTarget colleague, Wendy Schuchart. She's a senior site editor at SearchCIOMidMarket.com. She attended the Consumer Electronics Show and will be discussing the interesting healthcare news going on at that exhibition. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me today, Don.
Well, so we cover health IT sort of for healthcare providers, but I wanted to talk with you because you were there at CES just to sort of take the temperature of what was going on there. Was the focus more on devices for consumers to use at home or for physicians and other healthcare practitioners, or would you say there was a mix of both?
I would say that the focus was definitely on empowering the consumer to take care of their own health. There was an absolute influx of self-monitoring tools and integration into smartphones and smart devices. There was definitely a melding from the enterprise tools into kind of a health application as well, and we can talk about that a little bit more. But they're definitely using some of the sensor devices that CIOs have been seeing in the data center, for instance, and applying that to taking your temperature or taking your heartbeat through your earbuds. There was definitely a strong push on, you know, and that may have something to do with the fact that it was January and everybody's got New Year's resolutions, but definitely a strong push in gamification as well as encouragement of exercise and kind of aspirational health goals. There was also a great deal of influence and visibility from insurance providers and some level of a few health conglomerates there as well.
Yeah. Well, what kind of enterprise tools were you thinking of when you mentioned that? I mean, it's sort of, are we talking about integrating data between consumers and an enterprise, or is it just sort of like a new consumer-sized instance of an enterprise tool?
It would definitely be the latter, although there was certainly some integration of traditional enterprise-level IT applications, for instance, you know, data analysis, that kind of thing. But one of the things I thought was really striking is CIOs have been long using very small, cheap sensors, and because of Moore's Law, the sensors are getting cheaper, and these kind of sensors would be, for instance, you would have a temperature and proximity and movement gauge sensor on, for instance, your data center door. So you can have maybe a container out in your parking lot with your data center in it, and a sensor would track every time somebody goes into that door. And open and close, tell the temperature of the data center getting too hot, that kind of thing. Now imagine that applied to aging baby boomers who maybe have aging parents who they're taking care of. Now they can put one of those sensors on, say, the refrigerator door. And if they know that mom always gets up every morning and has a bowl of cereal, and suddenly they're at work and their smartphone beeps and says, hey, it's 10:30, mom hasn't opened the refrigerator door, now they know that they can call that, you know, they can call and check to make sure that everything's okay. So that would be an example of an enterprise-level solution that is being applied to kind of health concerns that people may have.
Well, speaking of sensors put into consumer devices, explain a little bit of what's going on in that picture you sent us, the gentleman with the smart fork.
That was the Happy Fork, and this was even mentioned on Stephen Colbert, on the Colbert Report recently. What this is doing, and this aligns with the trend that we're seeing of the gamification of some of our health goals, is they have, there's a direct correlation between the level of obesity in a country and how quickly that country tends to spend eating meals. For instance, the United States, as we all know, is one of the heaviest countries in the world, and we spend the least time eating compared to Turkey, for instance, where Turkey is tends to be a leaner country, BMI-wise, and they spend a very long, they almost spend twice as long as we do having a meal or having all of their meals in one day. So what they have done is they've taken a, you know, centuries-old device, the fork, who would think that you could possibly improve upon that design, and they've integrated it with a biofeedback metric or a monitoring device that's going to measure how quickly you are eating, how quickly you're, you know, every time that you spear that a piece of food or lift that fork, it's measuring the pauses between bites, and it will alert you if you're eating too quickly.
I shouldn't tell you this, but right before this call, I wolfed down this piece of pizza in about 5 seconds because I really didn't have time to stop. But anyway, moving on to more serious concerns, I had read that United Healthcare had a huge footprint in the health area of international CES. What are your thoughts on why an insurer would spend so much on exhibiting there, and was it as big as the reports I read?
They definitely were large and in charge in the health area on the floor. They had the biggest booth. It was impossible to avoid. It was not that I was trying to avoid it necessarily, but it was, you had to walk around it. It was 4,000 square feet, which is the biggest booth on the floor by far, and it was directly in the center, directly in the front of that health hall. They were, I mean, if you think about it, most booths are like 12 by 12, I think is the smallest. I would say even the bigger names were in booths that were not even a quarter of that size. I mean, 4,000 square feet, that's bigger than my house. That's bigger than two of my houses. And they were really focusing on showing and integrating with consumers to show various ways that they can improve their health. In some level, it was a doctor avoidance strategy, I believe. They had mobile apps, Health for Me. They had a health cost estimator, which was, I believe, a goal to have more transparency in the billing portion. There was also a lot of senior apps. For instance, there's this senior digital journey. And there was a stress reduction app called GPS for the Soul, which probably could have used a different name.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you get the sense that all this data being collected by all these sensors and consumer devices is going to be integrated with healthcare providers and hospitals in the near future? Or are we still sort of at the level where they're islands unto themselves? I get a Fitbit and I know how much I walk and I use it to figure out how I can walk more, or do you think my doctor is going to be, you know, taking in my Fitbit data and doing some analytics on his or her end in the near future? Well, what was the CES flavor on that?
They weren't necessarily selling it as ways that you could speak more with professionals. They were really seeming to put it more into the empowering the consumer into owning their own health. However, I did wonder what kind of level of privacy would be distilled in those apps. For instance, if my Fitbit says, hey, she's lazy, she only walked 1,000, you know, steps this day, is that going to have any impact on my, you know, health costs or health my insurance premiums, and maybe them being very cynical about that. I think that there's an opportunity to run some, you know, statistics on your own self. I did not get the sense that doctors were planning on becoming data scientists as well as everything else that they are doing.
Yeah, and that, you bring up a very interesting piece in the compliance world. There's also a lot of debate right now about where the consumer device ends and a medical device that needs to be regulated by the FDA, like your pacemaker or artificial hips or whatever, might be regulated. And some of these devices that plug into the smartphones and transmit data back to the doctors, where does the device end? At what point in the wire? Or can the smartphone be considered a medical device as well? This stuff isn't settled yet, so it's going to be very interesting going into the future on how the data from these consumer devices end up influencing actual healthcare.
Especially when you concern how the privacy issues come into play. When you have all of that information on your smartphone, all of your other smartphone apps that you have out there, from Twitter to everything else, has potentially could open into some of that data or use that as a gateway into that data. So it is actually, you know, something that they were not really addressing, and they didn't. I asked one question of one smartphone app integrator, and while they assured me that they were taking the utmost caution on their end, they admitted that they didn't really have a lot of purview once what the other apps on your phone did with their data.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this has all been interesting stuff, Wendy. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.